Hi. I thought I would give you an update on how I'm doing in the Northern Hemisphere on the second month. Now, for those of you who don't know, for the last 2 years, this is now my third year, I've been going through month by month like these wave patterns, going through each month of the year with a different feeling. Those associate with the seasons. So in the spring equinox that in the northern hemisphere starts in March, now I'm in the second month of spring. This is what I've noticed. Even though it's a season of vibrance, obviously the northern hemisphere in the spring, the colors of flowers, the arrival of the green leaves this week where I live, there's a vitality. So there's a natural tendency to go outside, do more, walk more, be with friends, and so on. But what I've noticed in the process is that it actually triggers the masculine side of my family. By that I mean it goes and triggers mostly my father's side of the family. But I've also noticed that it also triggers at different times of the day the fathers on my mother's side as well during the masculine season. Normally, the fathers on the mother's side, they're the winter. So I wasn't anticipating experiencing the men from the mother's side in the second month of spring, but I have. Now, here's why it's important. Bringing attention to something gives us the opportunity to change it. If we're unaware of something and it's operating within us and around us, it just continues to repeat. But if we become gradually aware of something and we choose to participate in it rather than be constantly moved by it, we have the opportunity to change it. It needs to first be acknowledged. So what I'm suggesting that you consider, whether you're in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere, that you consider acknowledging the gender-specific quality of the season that you're in. By that I mean in the northern hemisphere, the gender specific quality is masculine, which by the way, that means many of the unseen feelings that you have about your own masculinity, not just your relationship to your father or your mother's relationship to her father, but your relationship to all things masculine. And that would include, by the way, your physical body, your action, your passion, your friendships, your ability to express yourself, your prosperity, your happiness, a few important ones. They have to do with the masculine principles. Those have to do with movement, gathering, connecting, multiplying. Yes, it has to do with passion, sexuality. In the Northern Hemisphere, the masculine function has a tendency to mobilize. But for me, the masculine function is that my relationship pattern to my father's side of the family was terrible. And I do notice that my reaction to things around me, that I have a whole series of small events attracting things that I was not aware of before. Now I'm becoming more aware that there are many more masculine things happen around me that I was oblivious to. Now I'm learning how to process them more. By processing, I mean redirect the attention. You see this tiny point in the middle of what you might call the wave patterns, yin or yang, even though these colors are all of one kind, there is a point I'm experimenting with, which has the capacity to change my reaction to all men, all masculine principles. On my mother's side or my father's side, there's a tiny, tiny place. I'm suggesting that you might consider what it's like. To consider what it's like means take the wave pattern that you're experiencing and just reorient it from, rather than going by you, acknowledge that it has a connection to somewhere near your heart. That point, by the way, would be the heart. So that point is redirect the experience and notice what you're feeling. Are you feeling tired, confused, frustrated, alone, aggressive? Whatever the feeling is, it doesn't matter. What matters most is that you acknowledge it with a sincere desire to want to be responsible to change it. That could be release, that could be transform, that could be to grow something, to fortify something. Take whatever feeling you're having. Say, for example, it might be a doubt, an emptiness, or whatever. Take that feeling and bring it toward the heart. Just bring it toward the heart. It could be the feeling of watching a beautiful bird. Right now I'm noticing out my window a beautiful dove. So I'm taking the moment to appreciate that dove and linking it to my experience here. Now, if you take it to this point, it gives you the opportunity to change it. So for example, if I take the dove and I'm feeling some element of beauty, I can take the feeling of beauty to my heart for a sincere desire to want to feel it, grow it, know more about it, learn from it. But if I sit here for a moment and I go, boy, and I have recently, I have a little pain in my left knee. I can take the feeling of the pain from my left knee, take it to my heart. Now, rather than repeat the pattern of the left knee, I'm engaged in the process of becoming aware of what the pattern is and the causes behind it. Now I'm giving myself the opportunity to change it. I'm suggesting to become more fully invested in the activity of life. So what I've noticed just really this second month, I've noticed a definitive increase in my own desire to want to be embodied. Far more than I was last year. So the embodiment of life just means I'm more willing to become aware of and to feel and to occupy the feeling I'm having. Whatever the feeling is, just become more aware. If it's confusion, tiredness, we all have that. Take the tiredness to you, gives you the opportunity to release it permanently. If you have tiredness going by, it's going by in a circle. And it's circulating behind you all the time. And it will not stop. It'll just keep accumulating until later in life you're very tired and everything hurts and you die normal. I don't suggest you die normal. My suggestion is if the tiredness is going by, I want to feel this tiredness. I know that sounds weird. You go, wait a minute, I'm tired. I don't want to feel more. By feeling more, you're going to experience less. I know that's strange. If you let it go by and you stay busy doing something else, it's going to come back around again in different cycles, in different months of the year, the same tiredness is going to come back in different waves. Take the tiredness, interrupt it as a straight line directly in front of you. If you take it directly toward you, that gives you the opportunity to become aware of. What you're aware of gives you the opportunity to change. You might change it by releasing it. You might also change it by releasing and building something. Because you can release and you can build along the same axes, but it's right there. Wow. That's how I am today. I mean, I'm like a kid with a toy. I'm enjoying the toy. Life is an amazing adventure, and I delight in sharing it with you. See you again.